From North State Public Radio, I'm Ava Nora Grove with your headlines for Tuesday, August 6th. As officials expected, the Park Fire became more active yesterday as hotter and drier weather conditions persisted. CAL FIRE says wind, terrain, and dense dry fuels combined to push the fire up the Mill Creek drainage. The fire crossed Tamarack Road into the South Fork Antelope Creek drainage. The agency says crews and aircraft worked aggressively to slow and contain the increased fire activity. An evacuation order was issued for the Mineral and Mill Creek areas. The Park Fire is now over 406,000 acres and 34% contained. The Park Fire saw little growth for several days, but Dusty Martin, a unified incident commander for the fire, says a change in weather is producing more fire activity. Many areas in Tehama County are starting to be repopulated, but at a press conference yesterday, he warned residents to remain vigilant.
We still have evacuation warnings in place, as this fire is still making a hard push to that east side. It is our number one priority to restore some normalcy to these communities and Tehama County. However, we have to make sure that it is safe to do so.
He said firefighters were working on a multi-phased approach on a fire that's more than 400,000 acres.
Which is equal to about 625 square miles. Larger than most cities in the state of California.
He says crews have been mopping up and controlling most areas of the Park Fire, but he said crews were having an aggressive firefight in the Mill Creek drainage. But in the rest of the fire's perimeter, firefighting efforts have brought some positive news. Tehama County has been able to lift or downgrade many of its evacuations in recent days. At a press conference yesterday, Tehama County Sheriff David Kane said his office is working hard to get people home and is starting to turn to recovery efforts.
Our sheriff's office is sponsoring a local assistance center at the community center on August 15th, 16th, and 17th. That'll be from 9 in the morning to 5 in the evening. Again, the 15th, 16th, and 17th at the community center in Red Bluff between 9 and 5.
Kane said the resource center will include local departments, PG&E, the Department of Motor Vehicles, Franchise Tax Board, and other organizations. Butte County opened a local assistance center yesterday. It's located in Chico in the North Valley Plaza in the building that was formerly the 99 Cents Only store. Also, prolonged heat waves are taking a toll on some species of trees common in the North State. According to reporting by the Redding Record Searchlight, redwoods are especially vulnerable to high heat and drought. They're a popular landscaping tree in Shasta County, but struggle in our climate. Redwoods are coastal trees and need more rain than we typically see in the valley. Experts suggest selecting plants native to the area or less thirsty varieties of trees for landscaping. Some examples are blue oaks, Italian cypress, and California pepper trees. And in other news, the first human case of West Nile virus has been detected in Butte County. Butte County Public Health notified the public of the case on Friday. Only 4 other human cases of the virus have been detected in California this year. Officials said the person who became sick in Butte County is over 60 years old. Symptoms of the virus include neurological problems, fever, fatigue, and body aches. Residents are encouraged to protect themselves from West Nile virus by using insect repellents and wearing long clothing to cover their skin during dawn and dusk when mosquitoes are most active. And finally, homeless residents in Chico who were camping at the city's alternative campsite were told they had to pack up their things and leave yesterday. NSPR's Adia White was there and reports the city is clearing the site and will only allow those who are authorized to camp there to go back in.
Bulldozers tore through the encampment on Eaton and Cohasset Roads yesterday. Those who were approved to stay at the city-owned property could store their things in a designated area, but everyone and everything else had to go.
We started educating them early last week. We gave official notice of the Public Works Project last Thursday, so they had 72 hours, you know, all weekend to make arrangements to move their property over to the storage area.
That's Public Works Director for the City of Chico, Eric Gustafson. He says the city is cleaning and clearing the property.
Then get this facility reset with assigned spots for those that are allowed to be here.
The area was turned into a designated camping site for some unhoused people as a result of Warren B. Chico, a settlement intended to increase shelter options after unhoused residents sued the city in 2021 for enforcing anti-camping ordinances when shelter beds weren't available. Those who were staying here at the alternative site weren't allowed in local shelters for reasons ranging from having a felony conviction or having too many pets. But Gustafson says there are people who weren't approved to camp at the site who also moved in. The city has been called out by some residents, as well as in a recent grand jury report, for unsafe and unsanitary conditions at the site. Gustafson blamed ongoing legal disputes for the city's challenge in managing it, but agreed conditions there have become unacceptable.
This is inhumane, unsanitary. I mean, there's folks living on 4 or 5 feet of garbage. I mean, it's landfill level trash here.
But the public works operation is different from normal enforcement by the city. It's an encampment cleanup. And Gustafson says the city doesn't have to follow the same rules of the settlement as it does when it removed unhoused residents from camping on public property, which it calls enforcement actions. Those require more advance notice, and the city has to assess those being removed and offer shelter alternatives to anyone who has to leave. It didn't do that for this cleanup. Unhoused residents who are approved to camp at the site were offered a hotel room or told to camp at a property on the other side of the street. Those who weren't approved, like Jeffrey Goodwin, say they have nowhere else to go.
You can't camp on the streets. It's against the law in Butte County. So where is there a place for a homeless person to go? You got the tourist shelter. You got the pallet shelter, but you got to jump through all kinds of hoops and be on their team or whatever.
Goodwin says he can't get into the city's micro-shelter site, Genesis, and he won't go to the congregate Torres Community Shelter because of his previous treatment there and prior bedbug infestations. The Torres Shelter has told NSPR it's made changes and is working to make its services more accessible. Gustafson says out of the around 60 people who are staying at the alternative site, only about 15 are approved to stay there and can come back after the cleanup. He says they'll be able to return in a few days. In Chico, I'm Adia White.
Legal Services of Northern California, the law firm representing the unhoused residents involved in the Warren v. Chico lawsuit, said in a statement to NSPR that they're continuing to assess the legal rights of their clients at the alternative campsite. They said they were aware that the city is reorganizing the site to add amenities and safety features that they've been discussing with the city for months. And those are your headlines for Tuesday, August 6th. Our theme song is Burrow and courtesy of Blue Dot Sessions. For more local and state news, head to our website, mynspr.org. For NSPR News, I'm Evanora Grove.